Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. Macca.
Thanks, Tass. Our next guest is a little bit unscheduled. Normally we have Sally Capp on the first Saturday of the month, but during the week, Sally Capp is our Lord Mayor. During the week, Sally had spoken about the economic situation that's developed in the City of Melbourne. Now, we know that the City Council has really stepped up with a huge amount of funding and support for businesses and individuals and organisations. And businesses in the City of Melbourne, every municipality around Melbourne and in regional Victoria is doing it tough. But the City of Melbourne particularly seems to be doing it tough. And Sally asked for and received a meeting with the Premier Daniel Andrews. I won't call it an emergency meeting. I'll call it one that needed to happen quickly. So Sally Capp joins us on the phone. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Macca, Tass, Paul and Fiona. I hope you can hear me better than last time I tried to do this.
Oh, we can.
Oh, you must have a landline somewhere.
I found the spot in the entire house and I am standing in it.
Fantastic.
We can hear you loud and clear. Well done.
Good.
So, Sally, you asked for a meeting with the Premier. Give us a bit of background as to why. I know you're in contact with the Premier regularly and other ministers regularly, but tell us why you asked for this meeting. What brought this on? What made you ask for that meeting?
Well, we obviously are very aware of the impact of the health crisis on the nation. We know that we're facing an economic crisis as a result of COVID. More recently, what's been happening is that data that's been tracking the impact of COVID on economies around Australia has started to be released, and sometimes those studies take a little while to come through because they like to look at quarterly data, etc. And this week we saw some really revealing, I think compelling data for inner Melbourne. The first bit of data came from the ABS, and they look at payroll jobs, and it showed that in inner Melbourne the reduction in jobs was at 10.3%, which is the largest by far of any region around Australia, not just Victoria, but around Australia. So we're really seeing the gravity, but also the disproportionate impact in inner Melbourne. And then two big banks that are based here in Melbourne, NAB and ANZ, also released some data during the week that showed their forecasts that Melbourne will be the most impacted economy going forward. And it's tens of billions of dollars over the next few years. And I think when, you know, we've been listening to the voices of our businesses for weeks now, and we're certainly passing those on and we're talking about ideas, and our businesses have been so ingenious, but they've also been very generous meeting with us, giving ideas. I just felt that data this week, we just got to the point of saying to the Premier, can we please meet urgently so we can really start putting some detail into plans for the future. It's time. And he agreed. And we met yesterday.
Sally, if anybody is surprised by that data, I would be surprised because, You know, Melbourne, of course, has been in Victoria, has been the hardest lockdown of all places in this country. Mm. And the last 4 weeks, you know, you could shoot a rifle down any street in the city and not hit anybody, really. It's been that quiet. I've been fortunate in that I've been able to come in here on Saturday mornings with a permitted work permit, and literally it would take me like 10 minutes to get here from home, and I can park anywhere, and it's just incredibly unusual. But in saying all of that, tell us a bit about the meeting and what sort of reception you got, but more importantly, were there any solutions put on the table, any proposals about getting out of this scenario?
Well, it's true. It's not a surprise. And as I said, we've been hearing from businesses for weeks now. But I think when we get economic data like that, it really, as I said, adds to the compelling nature of the discussion and the timing. So we had a really constructive meeting with the Premier. I know that people hear from the Premier every day in the stand-ups that he does. And, of course, the focus of those is about the health response, and it is still that priority. And every chance I get, I'm saying to people, please, let's make sure that actually the effort over the next 2 weeks is even up a level from the diligence that we've been showing and adhering to the restrictions, because we need to see those numbers keep coming down to give everybody confidence that that we can manage this virus. But at the same time, so much work is going into planning for the future and ways in which we can support businesses. And that those conversations and that economic priority is not coming out in the conversations. And we think that it's important for our businesses that they get a sense of confidence that these plans are in place. And we've been having these, I call them Bringing Melbourne Back Better forums, amazing people from across our business sectors and our community coming together to formulate ideas. We've got long lists of those now, which I was able to share with the Premier. We've also got an economic recovery board as part of the City of Melbourne, again, with business leaders coming together. They'll be considering the way we can implement a lot of these ideas. And really a part of it is bringing those conversations out into the public, letting people know that we are listening to their ideas, we hear their anguish, and we are planning, because the pace of recovery is going to be so important for those people's lives and livelihoods.
Sally, it's going to be a tough journey to get out of this. Everybody knows that. Everybody recognises that. And I think you're absolutely right that our businesses and our community do want a sense of hope and a vision about where we're going. Can you give us an example or two of the sorts of ideas that you're talking about?
Yes, well, for the city, one of the things that's most important is how do we get our city workers back? On any day with, you know, 950,000 people as our daily population, just over half of those people are city workers in all the big employers, the banks and the professional services firms and universities and financial services. So it's important that we understand how do we welcome those people back into the city, but importantly, they've been working...
And do it safely, I presume.
Yeah. We've loved the flexibility. So how do we entice people back into the city? I heard a great saying yesterday, actually. We've been calling it working from home, but for many people it's now like living at work. Work has come into our home so much. How do we escape that? And I take that as a positive that people are keen to come back into the city again. So the first part of the work that we've been looking at is how do we make it safe for people to come back onto public transport so they can do the commute? How do we stagger start times so that we can make sure that we don't have the big crashes in peak? How do we ensure that there's a sense of safety about the cleanliness of public transport, of the city when they arrive and all the open and public spaces? How do we logistically help people get in and out and up to different levels in buildings? It's really that granular, the sort of planning that's going on. But we know that those workers then are in our cafes, restaurants, that they're buying things at lunchtime, they're stopping in a bar on the way home, they're attending a festival if something's on, going to a gallery. And so there's a big initial focus on workers. And then beyond that, it's about visitors. Tasamaka? How do we get people saying we want to come back into the city to have some fun and enjoy some culture? Or
well, let me tell you, Sally, I am busting to be able to come back into the city. I want to go to my favourite restaurants and bars and cafes, and I want to take the tram up and down Collins Street, and I want to be able to meet my friends and go to galleries. I'm just dying to come back into town.
Good, good. And that's the other thing. We've got to make sure that we give time frames so that all of those restaurants and shops can be ready to open. That's why time frames are so important as well. It's the preparation, isn't it?
Yes.
You know what I'm looking forward to, Sally? I'm looking forward to the SatMag team coming down to the town hall and having a cup having a cup of tea from the Queen's Tea Set.
Is there such a thing?
There is. There is. Is that possible?
Is.
Are we allowed to?
Only been used by that Queen.
Well, that's right. You can get three queens down there. We'll all get our laughing gear around it. Don't you worry.
I'm going to write a letter to the Queen asking permission. Let's see how we go.
Yeah, she'll be all right with it. And look, I want to say to listeners, some of you will have heard it over the last few weeks. Sally actually recorded a number of community service announcements about supporting local businesses, not just in the city of Melbourne, but all around Victoria. We've had a great response to that, and I know Paul's going to play one of those, either at the end of this segment or the next one. I think, Sally, what you did asking for this meeting is really important, and that the Premier had the meeting with you. I know there'll be some hard work required, but some good outcomes will come out of that, because the city of Melbourne isn't just the capital of Victoria, it's the beating heart of our city and of Victoria.
Mm.
And we need to revive it and get it firing again, in a considered way, in a safe way. And I know that you're going to advocate really, really strongly for that. So thanks for making an unscheduled appearance today and finding a place in your home where you can talk to us on the phone.
Thank you. It's my now special spot. So thank you. Thank you for all your support as well. And that's right, there are still a lot of businesses open. We had a beautiful meal last night from a restaurant we did takeaway, and, everybody's really trying their best. But it's going to be an all-in effort.
It is.
But let's do it. We can do it.
Great. Have a nice day, Sally. Use that one
Thanks
hour of
both of you.
Use that 1 hour of exercise wisely in this beautiful day that we're having.
I'm already done on that. I'm looking out with envy now.
Okay. Look, thanks for your work. Thanks for your advocacy and your support of Joy, but particularly the city of Melbourne. It does make a difference, so thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.